This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahumma salli ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على نبينا محمد في الأولين وصل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم علمنا ما جهلنا من القرآن العظيم وذكرنا منه ما نسينا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا اللهم تقبل توبتنا اللهم اجمعنا مع نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ومع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا اللهم آمين. It's always a distinct pleasure to gather around the study of the Quran. Even more so, alhamdulillah, to be honored to be a visitor with my dear brothers, my dear sisters, as part of this wonderful Quranic initiative of the British Board of Scholars and Imams. This is an incredible organization, subhanAllah, who I was blessed to see kind of transition through some of the great struggles of the previous years, some of the wonderful initiatives that have come out of it, both in public and in private, have been a testament, alhamdulillah, to the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commitment to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his divine light and his providence upon those who were initial in bringing this great venture into being in the beginning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads them with his nur of hidayah and allows them to be voices of reason and peace and happiness and solidarity for their fellow man for many more years to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow the leadership of the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be knowledge-based and faithful, and one that is just more than activism, but one that is geared towards a correct understanding of the hikmah of his word and of the teaching of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we have a great adventure. We want to, inshallah, look at the great life of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the life of Musa alayhi salam. You might find that strange that, you know, we say we want to invest ourselves in our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by looking beyond him into the life of his fellow brethren, and in particular, Musa alayhi salam. Now that name Musa, it's got this regality to it. It's got this draw to it. The word Musa, of course, is a descriptive term. It means the one drawn out of water. And any of us who are familiar with the biblical narrative and the Quranic narrative, the complete Quranic narrative, the completing Quranic narrative, will appreciate why that name is so beautiful. Musa alayhi salam is one who is loved by Allah. Now, I want to kind of contextualize that. Right, we say that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Habibullah, is the most beloved of Allah, and there's this incredible statement of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the realm of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is quoted that as the Sahaba were sitting inside his masjid, yatadakuruna tafadul al-anbiya, they were discussing the various points of blessing and virtuousness of the great prophets and messengers of God. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَالْ آدَمْ أَوَّلُ مَنْ خَلَقَ اللَّهِ Adam was the first to be created by Allah. Surely he is favored and honored. And others said, وَإِبْرَاهِيمُ خَلِيلُ اللَّهِ And others spoke about Musa عليه السلام فَإِنَّهُ كَلِيمُ اللَّهِ The one who was taken to be spoken to by Allah بِلَا حِجَاب No need for an intermediary or translator, not even Jibreel was necessary in that regard. And others spoke about Isa, إِنَّهُ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ وَرَوْحُ اللَّهِ that Isa is the word of Allah, كُنْ فَيَكُونَ And he is, one who Allah ordered that the soul be blown into the mother of his womb, created immaculately. And the Prophet ﷺ exited upon them and he said, they are as all of you have said, ولكني حبيب الله, but I am the beloved of Allah, meaning that the one who is spoken to by Allah, who is befriended by Allah, the one who is, you know, created by that incredible occurrence of the Immaculate Conception, all of them are dignified and are elevated in who they are. But I have ascended on account of being the beloved and the beloving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, when we speak about the love of Allah for those who are lesser than him in that context, it then solidifies the love that Allah has for our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today we're going to focus on Surah Taha. Now, of course, we're going to draw elements from other chapters of the Quran. Whenever we look at Musa, we're looking at a carbon copy that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was modeling himself after in very particular ways. And of the most spoken prophets of the Quran and messengers to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as an example, is Musa. There are two very distinct prophets and messengers. Ibrahim was a symbol of Tawheed, a symbol of what it means to sacrifice for the understanding and the implementation of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who would be annexed by his family, the one who would be expelled from his homeland, the one who had to journey for Allah, the one who was his own relatives, many of them did not accept faith, the one who had to struggle to maintain a way of logical understanding of Tawheed that they could project onto others and have them understand it. That symbol of Tawheed, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa. The second was legislation, Moses alayhi salam. So belief and faith and faith is Ibrahim, and then practice and the legitimacy of the orthodoxy of following the laws and the dictates and the governesses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Musa. So you find in the great hadith of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, the one who invites the Prophet to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after 50 salah are declared is Musa alayhi salam. Legislation was in the realm of Ya Muhammad, take a look at Musa, the struggles he had with his people. Musa specifically says to the Prophet ﷺ, قَدْ جَرَّتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فَرْجِعْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. I've been tested and I've had this with the Israelites. Return to your Lord. 50 is too much. So our Nabi ﷺ takes heed, as we know in that discussion. Musa ﷺ, Allah refers to him in various ways and shows us that everything, almost entirely, everything Musa invoked Allah for, supplicated Allah for, was then given as a material to the Prophet ﷺ before request. So Musa alayhi salam, he says, Alam qala rabbi shrah li sadri, my Lord, expand my chest. We'll return to this dua. Allah says to our Nabi ﷺ, Alam nashrah laka sadrak, have I not prepared you already by expanding your chest, by giving you this self-confidence, this self-awareness, by removing trepidation and anxiety from it when you are facing an advocate and an opponent to you. Musa alayhi salam is one who becomes a copy that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraged to learn from the lessons that he was blessed with. And one of those incredible moments in the life of Musa is that moment where he's standing on the mountain of Turi Sina. Now, I want you to kind of imagine Musa alayhi salam has killed a man in Egypt and he has found himself in Madian, been chased out of his land, khaifan yataraqab, looking over his shoulder, fearful of capture, and he makes it out of Egypt, makes it out of their territory. He enters into Madian, and a man asks him, who he's interested in marrying his daughter, who's the giver of law in that land. Qala ma khatbuka, you know, give me your story. And he is truthful. He says, you know, I killed somebody in Egypt and I'm a fugitive. Me being in your tent, me being in your society now is actually endangering it. And that level of transparency and truthfulness is the hallmark of Musa alayhi salam. When Allah asks Musa, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. What's in your right hand, Moses? Oh, it's my staff. I use it to lean on and restrain my sheep, and I have other uses for it. You know, if you ask me what's in your hand? Oh, it's my pen. I don't tell you, you know, I write my books with it, or I correct my students' works and assignments with it. I don't give you its functions. But that level of transparency, that awesome truthfulness of Musa was a hallmark of his being. It was an unrestrained transparency, peace and blessings be upon him. And all of that were things that the Prophet ﷺ was to assume. So Musa is on that mountain. He has arrived to the people of Madian, has fulfilled 10 Hajj cycles. The Prophet ﷺ indicated to us when he performed Hajj that in Masjid al-Khayf, which still is found in Mina, that Musa was one of the 70 plus prophets and messengers of Allah who prayed in that area. Musa alayhi salam performed Hajj upon the rituals of Ibrahim. He visited that land. He was married into an Arabic tradition and took on a wife from the descendants of Ismail. And therefore, you know, the people of Bani Israel are almost, as if you can say, cousins in faith to us in that regard. Musa alayhi salam, after fulfilling 10 years as a contract of his marriage, for whatever reason desires to leave that society and journey and make his own fortune, and is not commanded by Allah to do so, but by an inner drive and an intuition driven by the wahi of Allah that is soon to arrive to him. Lost in the desert, he sees a light up on top. And in that moment, Musa alayhi salam, he says to his family, Inni anastu nara. At first, Inni ara, I see. And then he says, anastu. Well, you can't see it, but I feel it. I know it's there. And wait here, I'm going to go up. I can't guarantee, la'alli arji'u. Perhaps I will bring back fire or, at least guidance to save us from being lost in this desert region. And upon arriving, Allah speaks to Musa directly. Inni ana Allahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni. I am the only one who is Allah. Worship me. You know, I'm the one who is the God of your forefathers, the God of Ibrahim, the God of Ismail. I am the one who will deliver the people of Bani Israel. Ikhla'na alayka innaka bilwadi al-tuwa. Remove your feet. Embrace, wastami' lima yuha, not isma' ma yuha, not just hear what is istami', absorb all of the frequency and the radiant, and even absorb it by your feet. Let every moment of this count for you, ya Musa. In that moment, Musa is experiencing a divine nearness and presence, directly spoken to by Allah. Wa kallama Allah Musa taklima. And at that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites Musa to take on the journey. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. قال ربي اشرح لي صدري. My Lord, expand my chest. Allow me to believe in that I can fulfill this mission. I'm fearful inside. And nor in many places in the Quran, Allah says, قلنا لا تخف. Don't be scared. لا تخاف. You and Harun, don't be fearful. إني معكما. I'm with you both. So there's this fear, and Allah opens his chest, allows him to believe in the mission. وَيَسِرْ لِي أَمْرِي, make easy my task. He's making dua that Pharaoh will listen to what he has to say. وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِ يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي, untie at the moment I'm speaking to Pharaoh the impediment of my tongue that they may understand what I'm to say. And in fact, when he arrives to Pharaoh, وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينُ, who is this man? Isn't he the one who can't even speak because he used to stutter and stammer? Peace and blessings be upon him. Eventually, Musa, although he has the power of Allah now within reach, within his dua and his command, he can converse with Allah directly. Musa alayhi salam asks Allah for an assistance of another human being. أرسل معي you know, give me my brother, Harun, أخي, أشدد به أزري, strengthen me with him, وأشركه في أمري, allow him to be partner in this journey with me, كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا. How will he be greatest help to me? We will make tasbih of you together and shukr of you together. This is an incredible lesson as well to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is not by might or power, it is not by numbers that victory will be arrived at against Fir'aun or against Abu Jahl. And we're in the moments of the day, Battle of Badr, in the last, you know, in the 17th of the month of Ramadan, and in these days of victory of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not by al-adad or al-udda. It's not by your weaponry or the numbers of men that you bring defeat. It's by your inclination towards Allah. So Musa's making dua to Allah, asking. If it's قَالَ قَدْ أُوْتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى, Allah says, whatever you ask, it's like one request anyway. I will give you everything you ask. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى, have you forgotten? Do you not account for all of the blessings that has already preceded? Now Allah begins to say and show to Musa all of the blessings that he has been given up to that moment that Musa had not consciously assessed as being providence and grace and ni'mah from the Lord Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَى. What makes Musa and what made Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so incredible is their journeys as much so before revelation as after revelation. Look at the supporting cast around Musa and our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musa was raised up by incredible women, as was our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even their names were very distinctive, right? There was Barakah radiallahu anha wa ardaha. There was Halima Sa'idiyya. There was his mother Amina, right? All of these incredible women, even their names are indicative of the divine love that Allah had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he put, you know, people with even just soft names, kind names, merciful names in his vicinity. Then there was Musa, the man of two mothers. He had his biological mother who was near to Allah, who was favored by Allah, favored so much by Allah that Allah returns her son back to her, Kayla Tahzan, so that she feels no sorrow and that she is not aggrieved at his loss. It's not for Musa's sake alone, but it is out of Allah's love for her that he returns to her son. And his adoptive mother, who is the wife of Pharaoh, you know, Asiya, even her name is the one who, has seen a lot of Asa, difficulties in her life. You can take her name in that sense, that she is one who struggled for the praise of Allah to arrive to her, the one who demonstrated faithfulness in her commitment to Allah. Imagine this woman who picks up a child out of a river, Musa drawn from the water, and she says, I'm going to name him Musa. You know, she's the one who gives him that nickname and name. And she draws him out of the water and she confronts Fir'aun. She says, I'm keeping this child. And Pharaoh's like, but I ordered the death of every one of these firstborn kids. This has got to be one of those children. I'm going to test him. I'm going to, you know. And she says, you do what may, but this is my child. We are going to take him as our own son. We're going to raise him like our own. And that's a powerful, powerful moment that, you know, to the face of power, to the face of, a man who said, I am the God of Egypt, that the kingdom of Egypt flows beneath me, that I have this omnipotent power. You do what I say. She's telling him, no, this is what's going to happen. Musa alayhi salam has his elder sister walking through the reeds. His mother has seen visions of how to save him, built a watertight basket, casts him out in incredible verse in Surah Al-Qasas, the greatest, most miraculous statement where Allah gives two orders, two prohibitions, two predictions into the future in one ayah. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. that she knows her son is sent for greatness. She says to his sister, follow, keep an eye on the basket, make sure it doesn't go under. And that's a lesson to our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that although you believe and trust in the power of Allah, take your precaution, you know, have somebody watching over that basket. And she sees where it lands and it's not where they intended. You know, they didn't want the basket to go to the house of Pharaoh, to be picked up by the wife of Pharaoh, but she has the courage to walk in and say, this child isn't able to suckle. I can get you a woman who he's her breast he will accept. And she brings him to his mother. فَرَضَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنُ, that she may find joy again and not feel sorrow. All of this is miraculous. His wife, Safura, you know, تَمْشِي عَلَىٰ اسْتِحْيَاء, she approached him with such haya. She saw in him, يَا أَبَتِ اسْتَأْجِرْهُ إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنْ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينُ, give us in marriage, give one of us in marriage, the best of those you can choose to work for us by being married to me is the one who is mighty and the one who is trustworthy. You'll see he's very transparent, and that's what Musa proves through his honesty to her father. He gives him the story of his life. This is of such great favor to Musa alayhi salam. And the Prophet is asked to look into his life and to see such great favor into his life that preceded his faith. And it's not just in Allah giving you ease, but it's also in difficulty. إِذْ قَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا فَنَجَّيْنَاكَ مِنَ الْهَمِ, of the favor of Allah upon you, Ya Musa, is that you killed a living being, you killed another human being, and I saved you from the enigmity and humiliation and the threat that was upon you. وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي, here is the ayah. And I cast down, I shrouded you with my love, Ya Musa. Subhanallah. Did Allah love Musa as a wanted fugitive who was crossing the desert to Madian? Yes. Did Allah love him because of the death that he brought? No. Did Allah love him for who he was at that moment? No. Did Allah love him for his actions that he identifies, قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ, this was a wicked act. فَغْفِرْ لِي فَغَفَرَ لَهُ, my Lord, forgive me, and he was forgiven. Allah loved him for who he had as a potential in his heart. And the reflection that I share with you, my dear brother, my dear sister, that the Prophet ﷺ, all of us, are taught through the message of Musa alayhi salam the importance of redemption, the importance of trusting the qadr of Allah. And Allah says to Musa, وَجِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِي يَا مُوسَىٰ, after recounting all of this, you have come according to your qadr. If you came yesterday, the holy bush that I speak to you through would not be here. And if you came tomorrow, it would not be here. You came on an appointed time as per your qadr. That there are things in your life you must encounter. There are moments you must go through. There are difficulties you must endure. There will be hardships that you must traverse. That there will be difficulties that you must take upon your shoulder and work hard to overcome them. There will be sins that you must elevate above, and there will be transitions in your life that will come, all because of the love that I have for you, and that I love that I have for you may not be for who you are today, but what you will be tomorrow that is not yet acquainted to you, but it is a potential of energy in your heart, in your being, that you can bring into fruition. Ya Musa, you can do and will do great things. Ya Muhammad, take lesson of my love, that it is covered and it is hidden behind struggle and strife. The great dua of Nabiullah Dawood is shared to us by our Prophet ﷺ. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak, O Allah, I ask you for your love. And you know, when you ask Allah for his love, it's not you're asking Allah for ease and comfort alone. The Prophet ﷺ says, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهَ عَبْدًا ابْتَلَىٰ, that when Allah loves an individual, Allah trials them, tests them. Fitna surrounds you. And fitna can be in ease and comfort and luxury, or it can be in hardship and austerity. And both of them are a severe test. In fact, Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, he says, الابتلاء بالنعيم أقصى وأشد من الابتلاء بالضيق والفقر. To be tested by Allah giving you the blessing and the grace of life is more difficult of a test to pass than to be tested by hardship. Because hardship, you turn back to Allah, oh Allah, help me, oh Allah, assist me, oh Allah, protect me. But when you have been given facility, sometimes the eyes may be blinded to the reality of the test that one finds themselves consumed in and facing in life. May Allah allow us to pass the difficult test of comfort and ease and happiness and joy. And may Allah allow us to pass the difficulties and with sabr in the difficulties that we face in life. Allahumma ameen. The three interchanging words that you find in the sequence of Surah Taha. Alqaytu alayka mahabbatan minni. I cast my love upon you. Even in that moment where he was not yet a messenger and a prophet of Allah, that throughout your life as a young baby, sheltered by these women, sheltered by your sin that would protect you from being one who lived in the house of Pharaoh, you had to commit that sin for you to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You had to commit that sin, ya Musa, for you to be worthy, to be purged of your errors and recognize that greatness is yet to come, and wander the desert for you to stand before me as you are today. وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِّنِّي وَجِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرِ يَا مُوسَىٰ. You arrived as per your qadr, that everything is fated for us, and the good and the bad and the sweet and the sour and the bitter in our life is all in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not questioned about what happened to us as much so as we are questioned about how we reacted to it. That the circumstances you are in may be divinely ordained upon you, but what is meant to be shown from you is your return to Allah, your commitment to Allah, your rida with Allah. وَجِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ يَا مُوسَىٰ. And finally, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. I manufactured you, I prepared you, I raised you to this degree in what I wish of you, ya Musa. Everything that you have faced in life, my dear brother, my dear sister, everything that Musa alayhi salam faced, everything that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam faced, was a preparation for the mission at hand. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was orphaned of his father before birth, orphaned of his mother in his very young, tender age, orphaned of his uncle, orphaned of his grandfather, orphaned of Hamza. He was, you know, deprived and widowed from Khadija radiallahu anha, his only wife up until that moment. There were all these circumstances that were happening. All of that prepared the personality, the persona of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can see the symmetry between the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the life of Musa alayhi salam. The three essential messages that I wish for you to take and build upon today in your reflection and personal study of the Quran is to search for the love of Allah in your life, to search for the love of Allah in the dark places, and see that inna ma'al usri yusr, that in fact Allah has always accompanied us, whether we are in the cave, as our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of Thawr in his hijrah with Abu Bakr, encircled by the people of Quraysh, whether it is in the journey of Musa as he's lost in the deserts of Madian and he arrives in that moment on the Mount of Turi Sina, that there are circumstances in my life and your life, dark as they may be, that they become the turning point of light. And the darkest hour of the night is the one that precedes the dawn. وَالْفَجْرِ وَالْضُحَى وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. All become symbolic of the rising sun, the fracture of the darkness with dawn, and of the sun as it brightens after it's risen. All of them are imagery of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's success after hardship. The second lesson that I want you to take in your life and personal reflection to build on is that without struggle, there can be no gain, and there is no acquaintance with Allah without us becoming of need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, searching for Allah. As Musa climbs up into that mountain looking for fire, he's looking for more than that. And that light of the fire, it's not fire, it is the light that Allah casts that only he could see, is a light that perhaps you're the only one in the darkness could see the way out. You're the one who can see that there is a path to hidayah, a path to redemption from our sins and from our mistakes. And in following the light of guidance, our chest will be expanded and our deeds will be forgiven and our hasanat will be increased in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third and finally, do not ignore the supporting cast of your life, because without them, you will not be the man and woman that you are today. Musa is not Musa without those four incredible women in his life. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not complete without the supporting cast of his life. Musa needed Harun as much as he has the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through his discussion and his words with Allah, he understands that he needs one to remind him of his relationship with Allah. Take seriously the relationships you have in life and invest in them completely. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens our heart to a greater depth and study of the Quran, makes its stories that are in it more meaningful in our morality and in our ethical viewpoints, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us all with an understanding of the Quran, of what we are not yet knowing, and a reminder of what we may have been led to forget. Allahumma allimna min al-Qur'ani ma jahinna wa dhakkirna minhu ma nusina. Allahumma ameen. May Allah make you and I the people of the Quran, who are the special khasa of the people of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with a study and a reading and a practice and an implementation of the laws of his word. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect my dear brothers and sisters at the British Board of Scholars and Imams, make them luminaries for their community and the broader community in the United Kingdom and abroad of them. It's an honor to be associated with them and as an associate imam here in Australia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins and elevate us and protect us from all harm. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.